Hello?
Yeah, hello, this is Reginald, this is Daniel.
Yes, what's going on?
Yeah, I just asked my developers to check the website, what's going on, and they told me that it was attacked by some malwares, and maybe you installed something on your website, right?
No, I didn't put, first of all, I never touched my website. I never, no matter how you sent me the credentials to get in, I never used it. So every time I called back, even before they charged me, I ain't had to do nothing. I told them everything's the same. So if anything put on there, somebody put them on there.
Okay, not to worry about it. They asked me that whether it was maybe attacked by some malwares. Although we have already, cleaned the website and it is already up now. You can check it out. And I would suggest you that you change your credentials, so you should, in case.
Well, I mean, I paid y'all. I just paid y'all to do it, so I don't know what you mean change credentials. I never touched it, so I don't know what to change on it. I never touched it at all. From the first time you sent me to do it, I never touched it. I never changed it. So only y'all had access to it.
Is that why
I did call there before I bought the maintenance plan? Before I put the maintenance plan, I did call there a few times, and I told them, I didn't change it. And it's still what y'all gave it to me. So, I mean, I never did anything to it.
Okay.
So I don't
know
what to change.
Can you see the web, can you just go on the back end of the website and just change the password, just in case, just to be sure that just you know the password of the website and we don't. And nobody else can, visit the website. Are you getting me?
Yes.
Okay. We have already cleaned the website, and it is already up. You can check it out. But I would suggest you that you change the password, because next time, if anything goes wrong, we won't be able to, change anything from the website, because anything extra would cost you.
Okay, but also, I just paid for maintenance. Is that correct?
You didn't.
You're not aware of that?
No.
You're not aware of that? Well,
no,
I purchased.
Please go ahead.
I purchased the maintenance plan, and I told them what I had, so I don't know what's done. I mean, what's going on, but I purchased a maintenance plan. And in fact, I sent you, check your emails, because I sent you the edit things I want to edit on there. And then next thing I know, in between that, the site was down. Maybe a day after that, the site was down. So, so that's why I told him. Maybe they took it down to work on it, So I waited a few days to call and all that. I didn't call right away. I waited a few days. And then that's when I finally called the office, and they told me that they was still on vacation. I said, "Then why they on vacation? Why they take the site down?" So that's what I was thinking. I didn't know that, So
No worries. I'll go and check if what did you talk about the maintenance plan, and whom did you talk to about it?
Well, Ari,
I'm sorry.
It's been already paid for. I talked to someone in the office, and I paid for the maintenance plan. And they said that Daniel will be in touch with you. And that's why I just went on my old email and found your email address, and then I started sending you editing things that I want to edit on the site.
But then
I checked the site one day, and now the next thing I know, I didn't see it on there. I didn't see the site on there. So I thought, well, maybe they took it down. Then when I called the office, they said, "Well, we all for vacation." I said, "Then why they take the site down? They won't be off for vacation anyway." So I didn't know.
I get it. All right, not to worry about it, Reginald. I'll check it out. All right, and I'll give you a call in 2 hours maybe. I'll confirm everything and give you a call.
Yes, could I give
you
something else? I also sent a request in for the invoice for the. It was $600 for the site, and it was $2.50 for the maintenance fee. And I wanted the invoice for 2021 for that. So I also sent that in your email as well.
Did you send me the email?
I don't know who
email?
I talked to about that, but I sent you an email about that. When I sent you an email about the edits, I also sent you an email requesting that information. Also putting there, I know y'all may be on vacation, but I ain't expecting a response, but while I still remember to request it,
but
I
Reginald,
that's why I put it in.
Yeah, I haven't received any of your email.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just checking in. Can you please just resend me the email, just to be sure?
Resend you the email?
Yeah.
Okay. Sent items. Okay, let me see. Orbit design. Let me see. I'm going looking for it. Yes, sir.
Do you want me to send you a test email?
Hold on, let me see something here, sure. Someone named, y'all have someone named Thomas in your?
Yes, there is a Thomas in our office.
Okay, yeah, I was trying to, I'm looking at the emails that I sent you. I'm trying to see how I can resend this. No. Well, I just have to get that stuff up because I have it. I know I have everything I have. I printed out, matter of fact. So it's not ain't like I lost it. I got it.
It's okay. It's okay. You can take your time and send me the email again. And in the meanwhile, I'll go and find out whom did you talk to about the maintenance, and the rest I will let you know about. And then
the invoices.
Yeah.
For the website builder and the maintenance plan. Yeah.
I got you. All right. Okay, Reginald. I'll talk to you later then. And don't forget me to send me the email, okay?
Okay. Send me a new email so I can respond to it. Then I can go from there.
Okay. I'm
because
sending you.
Maybe it got lost in you know something. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, no worries, no worries.
I can't seem to find it, so I don't know what's going on with that. But
No worries. I'm going to send you a test email right away, right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.